Hey, good morning, my friends. Day 17, bringing redemption. In this chapter, I discuss the Tochacha, which is probably one of the most difficult parts of the Torah to read. The Tochacha is the rebuke. There's two of them in the Torah where God tells the Jewish people of all the negative things that will happen, God forbid, to the Jewish people if we don't adhere to the Torah. Now, there's a difference between the two Tochachas. One is in the book of Leviticus, and the other one is in Deuteronomy and in Sefer Devarim. The first one has got a silver lining. It says, famously, V'zacharti et briti, I will remember my covenant with Jacob and with Isaac and with Abraham, and things will be okay eventually. In other words, I will not completely forsake the Jewish people. And it's a very hopeful verse where God tells the Jewish people that no matter how bad things get, he's going to remember us, and we've got this source of comfort and hope. But the second Tochacha, at the end of the Torah in Sefer Devarim, doesn't have such a silver lining. And the question is why? And the great Nachmanides, the Ramban, explains that these two rebukes refer to the two different exiles that the Jewish people experienced. The first one was from Bavel, who destroyed our first temple in 586 BCE, and it was a relatively short exile, lasted only 70 years. And then God intervened and redeemed the Jewish people, and we came back under the more tolerant Persian Empire, and we rebuilt the temple, and we got a second chance. But the second temple destruction, the Ramban says, is alluded to a much longer exile. It's the one that we still continue to live within. We're six Jews that were gunned down yesterday in Yerushalayim, besides the four that we lost in Gaza. So we're clearly still living in Galut. And I'd like to dedicate these words of Torah to their memory. All of them died al Kiddush Hashem in the sanctification of Hashem's name, protecting our land. And we're still in that second exile. And that second exile, that doesn't have a silver lining verse like the first one does. It doesn't have that line, V'zacharti briti, and I'll remember the covenant. And Nachmanides teaches that because when it comes to the second and longer exile, the one we're still in, we have to take an active part. God redeemed us from the first exile, but we're going to have to redeem ourselves from the next exile. And of course, we daven to Hashem all the time. And I mentioned this in the Jewish experience in the new book. I go through all the different tefillot that we say in our Shemone Esrei every day, where we daven and ask Hashem, Tkabe shofar gadol echeretenu, we say, blow the shofar, because the shofar is not only blown on Rosh Hashanah, it's supposed to be blown when the Mashiach comes, and bring the lekabetz gal yuseinu, bring the kibbutz galios, the gathering of the exiles. We ask Hashem to restore our Sanhedrin. We ask God to rebuild Jerusalem, v'lushalayim rechab rachmim tashuv, et semach David. We ask Hashem to bring the Davidic dynasty back. We do all this, but we're davening to Hashem for this, but we have to do our part. And Rabbi Abraham Isaac Cook, first chief rabbi of Israel, explained that that's why we get up at the Seder and open up the door for the prophet Elijah. Why do we have to do this? If Eliyahu HaNavi can figure out how to stay alive all these centuries and somehow enter our homes on the night of the Seder, he can figure out how to enter. We don't have to get up and open the door for him. He can get through the peephole or whatever. And Rav Cook said, because it's symbolic, we have to get up. The next geula of the next redemption is only going to come when the Jewish people can get up and take action themselves. And to the degree that each of us can be part of the Gula, Tzipisa LeGula, it's one of the six things that Talmud says God's going to ask us after 120, when we stand before the pearly gates of heaven in judgment, what did you do in your life to bring about redemption? And we all know that redemption is connected to Israel and the return to Israel. What are we doing to support our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael? Are we sending more money? Are we giving more tzedakah there? Are we supporting and just doing whatever it is we can the next vacation time we have to be there? And it's not just Israel. Israel is huge, of course, but every mitzvah we keep. It's a theme throughout this chat that everything we do is not just for ourselves. It's not just to connect our soul to our spiritual source. It's to bring the world to a higher level of consciousness. It's to ultimately bring the Mashiach. We bring the Mashiach. We always say we want the Mashiach now. We're tapping our fingers on the desk and asking God, Newt, when are you going to send it? But the real question in Hashem might be tapping his fingers and saying, when are you going to become worthy of it? And all of us, this is a big pressure. It's a beautiful pressure on us every day to live with Tzipisa Yeshua, but live to anticipate and not just to daven for, but to do stuff that will bring the Mashiach, supporting our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and keeping the Torah and mitzvah, strengthening ourselves here. The more we do that, the more we bring the world to a place where the messianic redemption will become, Bezrat Hashem, very soon, b'mehera v'yameinu, a reality.